Ukraine says it controls 1,000 square kilometers in Russia's Kursk region after a week of fighting. More now from Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman.
Ukrainian forces rammed through the Russian border last Tuesday and swept across some western parts of Russia's Kursk region, a surprise attack that may be aimed at gaining leverage in possible ceasefire talks after the U.S. election in November. Over the weekend, Russian President Volodymyr Zelensky publicly acknowledged the operation for the first time. On Sunday, he shared a video saying that Russia's repeated attacks on Ukraine from the Kursk region deserved, quote, a fair response. The Ukrainian attack has prompted some in Moscow to question why Ukraine was able to pierce the Kursk region so easily after more than 2 years of the most intense land war in Europe since World War II.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman, who says Ukrainian soldiers shared videos of themselves in Kursk removing a Russian flag from a building and hoisting their own blue and yellow banner. The United States warned Iran on Monday of consequences for arming Russia, saying it had seen accounts Tehran will provide Moscow with hundreds of ballistic missiles. Residents across India seen struggling on Monday as heavy rains waterlogged households in cities and villages. Locals in northwestern India's Rajasthan were seen using boats to wade through heavily waterlogged streets. Many said they hadn't eaten for days as they've received no support from the local administration.
As lessons learned from electoral processes around the world show that...
Flooding in Japan as well after Typhoon Maria made landfall on Monday. This is VOA News. As South Sudan prepares for its first elections as a